Hi, and welcome. This is Steve Halpern with Super Anti-Aging Podcast, the podcast that brings you the latest anti-aging information to help change your life. I want to share an interesting anti-aging concept that's really big in the whole anti-aging field. And I'll give you an analogy so you can understand this. Suppose you have a guest that's at your house, and this guest just takes up space, okay, and creates a mess in your house, eats your food, but doesn't make any contribution, and actually has negative effects on your household. And you keep asking this guest to leave, and the guest doesn't want to leave. This guest just stays there, persists, continuing to make a mess. Continue to eat your food. Now, in your fantasy, you might want to kill this guest, right? Or, if you had evil thoughts, you might want this guest to die. I'm saying that facetiously just to make a point. Well, guess what? We have cells in our body, and especially as we get older, that are just like this guest, okay, takes up space, produces a mess, okay, eats the food, okay, and just gums up the whole works. And so lots of anti-aging scientists and drug companies are trying to develop compounds to cause these unwanted guest cells to die. They call that programmed cell death, apoptosis. Well, how interesting. They created an animal model of Alzheimer's, and they gave two drugs. Well, interesting, it wasn't even... One wasn't a drug. One was actually a nutrient. One was a cancer drug that was at a lower dose not to kill normal cells. And quercetin, which is a flavonoid that's found in different fruits and vegetables and supplements. And lo and behold, what happened was...
Hey, Chef Walker, and I just opened up registers.
What happened was... There was a clearing of the tau protein and an improvement in functioning in these animals, and they believe this is a future direction for Alzheimer's. Well, what can we do in the meantime? Because we've heard so many news releases. This is the Alzheimer's drug. This is the one that's going to do it. This is the magic one, and the majority of them fail. Okay. And even if this does happen, it's going to be years from now. And who knows how expensive this is going to be. Well, what can someone do who's concerned about Alzheimer's right now? Especially if you have the APO gene, which puts you at big risk for Alzheimer's. And interesting enough, the President of the United States, Donald Trump's father, died of Alzheimer's with that APO gene. So the APO gene increases the risk of Alzheimer's. Now, exciting stuff. They found that exercise can lessen the risk and might help clear some of these unwanted cells. Certain nutrients might help. Okay, certainly sulforaphane that's found in Vitalica, the active broccoli seed that I'm always talking about, especially the powerful dose that's, you know, Vitalica Physician, which is the talking herbals, getting great, great results with all sorts of conditions, everything from cancer to arthritis. We haven't really tested as an Alzheimer's compound. You know, it's a very difficult testing. Though we have had people who just reported improved memory and concentration with the high dose broccoli seed. What might be some other things you can do? Well, it seems that caloric restriction might help clear some of these unwanted guests. Now, there, for people who don't want to fast or do caloric restriction, there are caloric mimics that mimic caloric restriction. Things like AMPK, which you can get online. Life Extension has it. It's a really, really good product, good research behind it. And that's also at talkingherbals.com. What else? Of course, as I mentioned to you, the broccoli and the exercise. For brain enhancement, Bacopa. Some really good research on Bacopa, and you might look online and, you know, do a Bacopa search. I think acetylcarnitine, maybe vinopositine might be also valuable. There are lots and lots of exciting compounds. The problem is, you know, many of them don't have big clinical trials behind them because of the expense of doing this. There's a product by Life Extension called Cognitex that has many of these brain-enhancing nutrients, you know, phosphatidylserine and vinopositine and a lot of these exciting possibility nutrients. So if you want to maintain brain function, exercise, keep a normal weight, try and control blood sugar, add lots of fruits and vegetables, good source of quercetin. You can take quercetin. The problem is absorption, and there are special forms of quercetin that are better absorbed. Life Extension, again, has a very, very potent quercetin. Again, you can find that on the Talking Herbals site. Do your exercise. Consider caloric restriction. As I say, caloric restriction mimics also, if you don't want to do caloric restriction. Caloric restriction can be a couple of ways. Every third day, eat a third less. That's one way of doing it. Or postpone eating the next day if you can do it and you're not, you know, I have to eat breakfast person, then postpone eating as long as you can the next, you know, if you've eaten, say, like 9 o'clock, your last meal, and you don't eat till 12 o'clock, or you just have a little snack in the morning, that would be caloric restriction, right? You're doing some benefit to get rid of these unwanted house guests until they can come up with that magic drug that's going to give them their eviction notice. So I hope this has been some valuable information for you. Feel free to share this with your friends. Subscribe. I try and keep up with the latest nutrition and health information because it's so confusing on the web. There's so much information now and trying to sort through what works and what doesn't work. And there's so many exciting things that do have research behind them that I'm going to talk about in future podcasts. So again, this is Steve Halpern, and thank you so much for listening.